You don't want to be the cheapest photographer. That is not how you're going to get clients or other photographers in our industry to give you the respect that you want, right? Now, so I just want to encourage you right now, no matter where you're at, whether you are brand new beginner or you are a seasoned photographer, I just want you to have an honest moment with yourself. Are you charging profitably and to set yourself up for success for years to come? Or are you acting out of fear and desperation to make money in the moment? Welcome to the Book More Clients Photography Podcast. You can stop spending hours on Google and YouTube because you just found your number one resource for growing a profitable and sustainable photography business. Hi, I'm Brooke Jefferson. I'm a believer, wife, mama to two, and Oklahoma family photographer. I left the classroom in 2018 to pursue my photography career full-time. Now, I'm here to help you do the same. In this podcast, we're covering the most asked about topics, including pricing, marketing, client experience, and all things systems and workflows. You won't find any fluff or BS here, just tried and true strategy. Are you ready? Grab your kids some snacks and charge those camera batteries. It's time to jump in. This episode is sponsored by Flowdesk. Flowdesk is my top choice for email marketing for a multitude of reasons, including their easy to customize email templates, analytic dashboard, and their top-notch customer support. Flowdesk offers a variety of features and products, including email marketing, checkouts, workflows, landing pages, and more. Design emails people love to get. You can save 50% off your first year by using my link. Head to brookjefferson.com/flowdesk to get started today. That's brookjefferson.com/flowdesk. I often get asked, how do I get clients to pay me full price? And also, how can I find clients that truly value me? These two questions are absolutely wonderful and they are so important. And what I want to do on today's episode is I really want to take you guys back to the very beginning of my photography business in 2014. And I really want to speak from that perspective so that I can truly answer these two questions. If you want to be a go-to photographer in your area, but you feel like a best kept secret, like you're trying so hard to get people to know who you are and to book you. And then when you look around, it seems that every other photographer is booking out their calendar except you. If that sounds like you, you're going to want to listen to this episode all the way through. It's going to be relatable. It's going to be inspirational. And I'm going to help you answer these two questions on how you can get clients that not only value you, but will pay you whatever price you say. I started my photography business back in 2014. I had a 6-month-old baby and I just fell in love with it. That's really how I started. I just fell in love with it. Every single time I was behind the camera, either working with a friend or working with family members or coworkers, it just lit a fire in my belly. And I just wanted to chase that feeling. I've always loved people. I've always been super creative. And this was such a fun turn of events for me. And so I found myself just a couple months in with people wanting to book me. Now I have zero experience. I'm completely self-taught. Everything that I know up to a certain point in my business, I just learned for free, whether I was soaking up free education like YouTube videos, podcasts, whatever, which let me just say, there was not a whole lot of education out there back in the day. Now, there were YouTube channels. There have always been YouTube videos that would help me with like lighting and camera settings and things like that. But there was no like business education for photographers really happening at that time. So with all that being said, I just dove head in. I was just having a good time. And really at that point, it truly was just a hobby that paid me a little bit of money at the time. And as I started to think about photography and what I could do with it, how I could get better, how I could book more clients, I will say this, I never saw my photography business I never, like, it never even crossed my mind that this would one day be something that replaced a job. Like, that was never how I looked at photography. I just simply was a young adult, found a hobby I enjoyed. I was a brand new mom. And so I needed something to just fall into and just love, right? So all this to say, I just had to set you up for how I got started. And I was very inspired by the local photographers. And here's the part that I feel like is extremely relatable. When you are like thrown into a business or you start taking it more seriously, you start paying attention to what other people are doing around you. And you see, oh, okay, they look successful because they're doing X, Y, and Z. So if I do X, Y, and Z, then I will be successful. And the thing that I've learned the most about the photography industry, really any business industry, when you just kind of try to emulate what someone else is doing, it just never works out the way that you think it is. So there is no shame in me telling you that I was trying to copy their editing style. I was trying to copy their posing. And I feel like copy is a really strong word, but I was very inspired. And so I thought, oh, okay, well, if they're using locations like this, then I need to use locations like that. If they're posing their clients like that, then I also need to do that too. So you can see how this goes. And some of you might be in that. Some of you might be like, wow, that's really ringing a bell with me. Yeah, I did that. And there may be, you know, one or two of you that are like, no, I never did that. And that's amazing. But I do think that most people, we look to others to try and see, you know, like what can we take away from that and then use for ourselves and make it our own. So there's nothing wrong with being inspired, but I realized very quickly that I was trying so hard to blend in and look like them that I wasn't really leaning into my own skills and my own talents, my own calling. And so once I did that, things changed. But I have been the photographer that charged $50 for a session. I have been the cheapest photographer in my community. Thank God it didn't last very long, but I've been there. And that's why I truly feel like I can speak to you week after week and give you the advice and give you strategy because I've been on both sides of the spectrum. So when I was the cheapest and I was charging very, very little, I knew that I had no idea what I was doing. But to me at that time in my life, the money I was being paid, it felt like a dream, which is so crazy because now I'm charging way more than that. And it still feels like a dream to me. But I do think that there's a point in your business when you, and in your life really, when you hit a wall and you realize, wow, I am not valuing myself. I'm not valuing my time. I'm not valuing the photography industry. And that's the thing that I learned too. I learned very quickly that I wasn't being valued for my talent or my time or anything about me. It was simply that some people saw, oh my gosh, it's so cheap. Yeah, let's book her. Now I will say, there are still clients that are with me to this day that they have been supporters and they saw the gold before I ever saw it in myself. And for those people, I am so grateful. But the reason that I was so booked out, I would say in the first year and a half of my photography business is because I was charging very little. And so it was very easy for people to be like, absolutely, like I'll book you. But again, I knew that I like that could not last forever. There, I finally hit that wall and I realized, wow, is this even worth it? Because you have an expensive hobby right now. And if you want this to be a business that generates more money than you're experiencing now, and you want to hit the goals that you have, you're going to have to catch up and you're going to have to change some things. And that is exactly what I did. I knew that I had to stop taking time and attention away from my family, and I had to start charging profitable prices in order to get that value and respect that I wanted. So this brings me to, how do you get clients to pay you full price, and how do you find clients that will truly value you? The answer to that is by charging profitable prices, getting the education that you need, and then sticking to those two things. So I raised my prices, and yes, I lost some clients. It happens every single time I go through a price raise. It's just part of it. But you know what's so amazing? You still gain clients at every level that love you, that want to be loyal to you, that see the gold in you. And to me, it's always been worth it. I had a conversation the other day. In fact, I think it was over the weekend. And we were talking about, it was another educator. We were talking about how we have just seen this. There's a crisis going on in our industry right now. And the people that are part of the problem need to become part of the solution immediately, or we are going to have, it's going to be rocky. So here's the deal. I recorded a podcast episode a few weeks back. It was the two episodes that we talked about the economy and how not to make the mistake to be desperate and lower your prices just to get clients. This is happening all over the world right now, specifically in the United States, but yes, it is happening in other parts of the world and other countries. And I am telling you guys, it is going to have a major negative impact on our industry. And so I need you to realize, I know you think that you're small and you're insignificant, but you're not. What you're doing on your home front right now in your business when it comes to pricing, it really is a ripple effect for every other photographer in our industry. And so we need to be very mindful. We can't go back to $50 sessions or $100 sessions. Like, we have got to stick to our guns, charge profitable prices, and at least have some type of a middle ground going on, because I mean, it really does affect everybody. Because here's the thing, the photographers that are charging profitably and they're playing the game correctly are going to eventually start to feel more pushback, because everybody else went into desperation mode, lowered their prices to get bookings. And so then it's going to feel more competitive, which is not a good thing, you guys. It's not a good thing. You don't want to be the cheapest photographer. That is not how you're going to get clients or other photographers in our industry to give you the respect that you want, right? Now, what's profitable to you and profitable to me are very different things. Yes, I realize that. But I can tell you right now that there is definitely a bottom dollar that I think every photographer can get to and agree with, right? Like, there is. There's a threshold there. And we should all be above it. And so I just want to encourage you right now, no matter where you're at in your journey, whether you are brand new beginner or you are a seasoned photographer, I just want you to have an honest moment with yourself. Are you charging profitably and to set yourself up for success for years to come? Or are you acting out of fear and desperation to make money in the moment? Only you can answer that. But I want you to sit with yourself, okay? This is not about shaming you. This is about calling you higher. It's about calling you up, right? And making you self-reflect and realize things that is actually going to set you up for success in the long run. Okay, so that's raising prices. Now, the other thing that makes you a go-to photographer are things like branding. So are you being super vague in general, or are you actually showing up and, you know, showing your face and letting people get to know you a little bit, right? You don't have to share everything. You don't have to share everything, but I do want to encourage you, like, have some type of branding going on to where people can spot out your images. They know what you're about. They have this feeling about you that you want them to have when they come across your business. That's one way. Another way is to be an expert, right? You don't have to be the best. I say this all the time. It's my favorite quote. You do not have to be the best photographer in the world to be profitable. I am not the best photographer in the world, and I have an insanely profitable business. I'm very proud of it. I don't have to be the best in the world. That's never been something I'm going for, right? But I want you to choose your lane. That thing that you love, whether it's families, amazing. Go do all the family things and all things that are related to family. If you love couples, then go down the couple. If you love boudoir, go down boudoir and self-empowerment. If you love newborns and then you love the whole first year of life, amazing. That's a niche. Get in there, right? But As much as you're tired of me saying this, a niche truly is where the riches are, right? Like there's a whole saying about that. The riches are in the niches. That's what it is. But guys, it's so important. It's so important. It is to help you. It's to make things more simple because you know what you are the go-to for and you will stay top of mind for other people. That's how you become a go-to. It's by narrowing down what you offer, what you photograph, right? What you're good at. So that is the main thing right there. Those are the main tips that I have for you. So if you want clients to pay you full price, you have to know what you're a go-to photographer for. You've got to be running your business as a professional, playing by all of the rules, not taking any shortcuts, charging profitable prices, and showing the value. There's so many podcast episodes that you guys can dive into that goes specifically into every single one of these things I've talked about today. So scroll back, find a topic you love, go do a deep dive on those. But if you are asking yourself again, like, I just don't understand, why am I not getting clients? It is one of those things. And then lastly, we didn't talk about this, but your mindset, of course. Your mindset, it's everything. It truly is. And I've said it so many times that I feel like I'm a broken record. I'm kind of annoying myself, but I know it's something that needs to be said over and over and over again. And you need to hear it over and over and over again to truly like have that light bulb moment of, oh my gosh, yeah, I am negative. Every time I try to market something, put a post out, send an email out, I'm expecting there to be crickets. I'm expecting it to not book. If that's you, you've got to change your mindset. You cannot wake up and have the best day ever if you are walking in this and the motions of having the worst day ever. Same thing in your business. So some of you need a mindset check. Some of you just need to apply some of these more tangible tactical strategies. And guys, this is what my whole From Broke to Booked Blueprint program is. That's why I created it. It is my A to Z plan for you as a photographer to become that go-to, have high five, six figure, whatever you're trying to reach in your photography business, and really know that, okay, I am running my business by the rules. I know how to market myself. I don't feel overwhelmed when it comes to marketing. And I'm surrounded by other photographers that have such positive mindsets that they push me to be better and better every day. That is what is waiting for you inside of the Blueprint program. So if you've thought about it before, I really want to invite you, come join us. We would love to have you. Absolutely love to have you. We have new people join every month, and so you would be in great company. So we would love to see you on the inside of that. And I just want to encourage you, your people are out there. They are waiting for you. Your next level is waiting for you, but you have to choose to make the change. It doesn't just happen for you. I'll catch you guys on the next one.